What's up, everybody? This is Jopper Papa Pump Penizai, aka the mother effing Iceman. I'm the top gunner. Heater on blast. I'm the number one stunner with my boy John, the Matt Maz. And we got somebody awesome on the podcast today. We have somebody that should literally be seen as a hero by many women. And I mean that in every sense of the way. She is an amazing stay-at-home mom who takes care of three children. She is a badass kettlebell competitor. She's a trainer and a coach and somebody that literally within the next 3 years is going to be the face of kettlebells, not just for women, but in general. She is the next big thing. Anything you got to add to that, Mez?
I just think Danica is one of the coolest kettlebell competitors out there. She set multiple world records. She holds multiple Master of Sports titles. And I believe that she's working on a few more big projects and competitions as well. So we appreciate you guys tuning in. And
here's Danica.
Thank you.
What is up, everybody? This is Jaffer Papa Pump Penizai. I got my co-host John DeMatt Maz right next to me. And today we got somebody awesome on our podcast, a really good friend of mine started with me in the underground gym in Neptune. That was the time. My good friend, Danica Starina. How you doing, Danica?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Now, Danica, you know, you have a really good presence on Facebook, but just speaking generally to individuals that may not be familiar with you, can you just give us very brief summary about yourself, what you do as far as what's your sport, just basically an introduction to yourself.
Sure. All right. I've known you for so many years. We started off at the underground gym doing hardcore style kettlebells and some Muay Thai. Once I finished with that and got my foundation, my strength foundation, I switched over to kettlebell sport. Where I compete in kettlebells. So basically I started with long cycle and made some world records and switching over to snatch now. And I just keep trying to break records, and now I'm on snatch. I want to like take that all the way like I did long cycle.
Now, just like just a very general question. Sure. What made you get into fitness? What made you get into kettlebells? Like what happened that made you wake up one morning and go, I need to go and get myself in shape?
Well, I have three children, three boys, and I was always fit. I always worked out, but not to this extreme. And then after I had my third son, I needed to get my body back, but not just my body. Like, I needed a purpose, and I wanted to be trained and get in, you know, to the best shape. I didn't want to be that stay-at-home mom that used excuses like their kids are 20 and they're still, like, 50 pounds overweight. And I started training with Greg, you know, from the underground, and he actually introduced me to a kettlebell. And it was kind of a heavy kettlebell in the beginning, and Greg's thing was just do it. So he taught me that, and my passion just grew, actually, from working with him. And I, like, the more we did, the more I loved it. And it went from kettlebells to barbells, but I kind of did the strength thing, and I think there's a good place for hard style, but I just love the competition, and that's where my passion, it just grows and grows. I've never grown tired of that kettlebell sport.
Now, Danica, you were saying that you do compete in, you said, long cycle, and you mentioned the IKFF. Now, people who aren't familiar with that, can you just kind of elaborate in just more simpler terms on what long cycle, IKFF, and some of the other competitions that you do compete in?
Sure, sure. Long cycle, I'll break down the lift, is a swing, a clean, and a jerk all in one movement. So you have to complete all three of those movements into a lockout and stand up for one rep.
Now, I was looking on your website, which is, you have a really interesting name for you guys, if you wouldn't mind telling us.
Are my bell bitch?
Bell bitches. I thought that was hilarious, and I was doing a little research on you. But I also see that you compete as a 54-kilogram woman and you swing a 24-kilo kettlebell.
That's
pretty impressive, because most guys that I train with and myself, I work out with a 24-kilogram, and that's pretty hard to move around after a few reps.
Oh, yeah, it's easy. It's all technique.
Don't be modest. Don't be modest.
Okay,
come on.
It's not that easy, but it's definitely all technique, and I think that it's just time under the belt, and your passion is what drives you. Like, I'm really good in long cycle, and I'm really good with the 24. The 24, to be honest with you, is like an easy bell for me. But I put my work in, and it was my passion that drove, you know, that desire to keep working through all the struggles, like getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, like the pain of the lift. And, you know, when you don't feel like lifting, you lift. So it's impressive, but it is work at the end of the day and your work ethic. Like, kind of like how Joffre is with his sport. I'm like the same with my kettlebells.
It's funny, Donica. I kind of slipped up. I was describing you to somebody. I was like, yeah, Donica's like the man version of me. And I went, wait a minute. Sorry. And I caught myself. I went, wait a minute. No, that's correct. Because Donica is way more of a beast than I am. So,
well, I actually competed at 50 kilos, I think, with a 32 bell. And I did, like, I think 81 reps with a 28 bell at 50 kilograms. So it can be done. It's a lot of girls. I think I paved that way for them, which to me is like what I wanted to do, is inspire these girls, because now girls are doing these weights all over the place and they're really doing a great job. But I like the weight. It's fun. You know, it's the challenge. I like the hard work. I like the discipline. But with that said, I'm good in my sport. But I'm humbled every day, because I know that without the extra time and the extra sets and doing the extra credit and working when I don't feel like working, that's what makes me great. It's not that I'm like this gifted athlete. It's the heart and the will. So any of these girls can get out there and do it. Even you boys could do it with the 24.
You know, I like my biceps a little more. No, let me say this.
I mean, I can move the 24 around, but I'm not doing 96
5 minutes. Let me say this. I will step in the ring against anybody, but I will never compete against Donica Storino in a clean and jerk competition. Ever.
Oh, you're crazy. But I appreciate that. That's very sweet.
All right. Now, we got to know. What made you decide to compete in kettlebells? Because, you know, it's a huge commitment, like you said, and individuals like you and I, we're hard workers. We're not the gifted athletes. I think that's why me and you hit it off right away. We're the hard workers that, you know, we sucked on day one, we sucked on day two, we were okay a year later, and then eventually we became good. So what made you to decide to get on this road to be such a high-level competitor?
Well, it started out, I wanted to get my certification with the RKC as an instructor, and that's the hard style lifting. And what happened was Steve Cotter and Ken Blackburn came into Avon in New Jersey, just down the street from me, and that's the IKFF, the International Kettlebell Fitness Federation. And it's more of the work capacity, it's endurance, it's the kettlebell sport version of lifting. And to learn under, you know, Steve Cotter and Ken Blackburn was an honor. And I took my level one course, and I'd heard all this talk about some of these other people signing up for online training to compete. And I listened, but I just went about my business and went on to study like 6-7 months of what I learned at that course. And then I took the level two, which was absolutely an insane course. And my current coach, Ken Blackburn, who is with the IKFF, he said, hey, hon, you should compete. So I wanted to do it. I listened to him. I signed up. And once I sign up, like, Joffre, you know me for years, so I was committed, and it was just full on. But when I went to my first competition, and when I tell you to train in kettlebell sport, it's unlike anything I've ever done, because you have to acclimate to pacing and timing. It's not like 5-rep max where you just swing a 24 for 5 reps. I mean, you're doing 5 minutes per hand with one hand switch. And so you have to, your hands hurt, your body hurts. It's everything in you is crying to put the bell down. And I remember my coach, he gave me maybe a minute 15 set per arm. And I had just, I don't know, maybe 9 weeks before comp, and I was doing like a minute. And I was like, how am I ever going to do 5 minutes? And it's just, it's the it's training. And that was what drove me, because I wasn't going to be defeated. So I remember right before my first competition, which I made a pretty high rank, I was only right, I think the week before, at like 3 minutes, 45 seconds per hand before my grip would give out. So what I liked in that was the challenge and the intensity and the mental aspect of the sport. And I liked the drive, because you can't just quit. You have to, it's mental. Everything you want to do is put that bell down. And what I thought was amazing was how much volume you lift in that 10 minutes. So that whole sport is just, it's, I don't know, I love every aspect of it. It challenges every aspect of training as far as I'm concerned.
Now, Donica, when was the last time you competed? And then when you are prepping for a competition, are Cotter and Blackburn still your coaches? Or
like, do they program?
Yeah, well, Ken Blackburn's at my coach. Yeah, he's programming me currently. I got my program yesterday from him, which I was so excited. But, yeah, they will be at the competition. My coach sits behind me and coaches me. I don't think he's ever missed a comp that I competed at. But Cotter's there, too. And the IKFF is a great organization. I mean, they really support their athletes, their trainers, and their CKTs. Like, it's unlike any organization. I've taken courses. I have the RKC, and I have other certifications. And with the IKFF, the reason I stayed with them and the reason I feel blessed that Ken's my coach, honored to say the least, is that I can call Ken anytime. Like, I had a bad set last week, and I can call him any time of the day. He's a busy guy. He will accept my call or call me back within 24 hours, but it's usually within an hour. Steve Cotter, I can message him. Any questions, I get full support. And they're like that with anyone who's a part of their organization. And that's when I compete. You know I have that support behind me as well, which is why I'm just so loyal to the IKFF because of that reason. They're just a stand-up organization.
Now, I have a couple questions about your training. Specifically, or typically, how many times a year are you competing? And about how long is your training camp to prepare for some of these different events? I know, like, when Joffre does a training camp for fighting or some of the jiu-jitsu guys, you know, you're talking 8 to 12 weeks depending on, you know, timing of camp and, you know, how in shape you are. What's it like for you? Since, I mean, I'm sure you work out regularly, but, you know, some of those long cycles and some of those really high minute intervals, it's got to, you know, you have to kind of work into that, right?
Yeah, you have to build up to that. I'm at a level now where my body's pretty much used to it, and I don't require as much recovery as some people. But I'll usually, my coach, he has us usually about 9 to 12 weeks that we'll start training, and then we get real into it about, I want to say, you know, 5 to the 3 week period, and then he starts to taper. I'm in the middle of mine right now, and I started a new lift, which it's not new to me, but competing wise, snatch. So, some of the stuff's pretty intense, and I'm not like most athletes. I kind of never really take a break, but I do like doubles or triples workouts a day when I know I'm leading into a competition, and then I'll stop that about 2 weeks out.
Now, Donica, I gotta ask you, okay, just so people get more understanding that you weren't just doing this for like 10 years, just let them know, how long have you been doing this? How long you've been competing? And people need to know, what are your achievements in this sport? Don't be modest, please.
Okay, I have been competing since 2010, maybe 2010 or 11. I currently have a rank in CMS, which was my first competition, and that's a candidate to master sport. And basically what I did was I set my goals that were attainable, but they're very difficult goals to reach, even though I say attainable. Then I set my goal for master of sport, which was at that time you could only get master of sport with a 24 kilo belt. Now they've change the rankings a little bit. So I have, it took me a year to get that, three competitions. And then when I received my master of sport, my next, I have a couple master of sports. Then I went on to get MSIC, which is Master Sport International champion. And I think I have about four or five of those ranks. And then I have three world records.
Now, Donica, can you explain to them what Master of Sports is? Because I think some people aren't, they're not understanding how.
So, like, there's levels, like class, there's ranks, class one, you know, for the average competitor. And I don't mean average in a bad way. What I mean is they're just going there because they want to compete, but they have no interest in rank, but they want to get out there and compete. Like my best friend, Marla, she has no interest in making a master of sport rank. Master of sport is like extremely, extremely high ranking. It's very rare that a lot of people get this rank. So that's like class level, you know, class one, rank one, rank two, rank three. And then there's a Canada master of sport, which say would be like the first on the ladder in getting your ranking status. And there's three major ranks, Canada master of sport. The next one above it would be master of sport. Extremely, extremely difficult to get. Like, it's so hard. So when you do get it, it's a really big deal, and it's quite an achievement. And then the next step would be Master of Sport International Champion, which is the highest rank currently in the U.S. that you can get.
Which I believe
know in Russia they have an honored Master of Sport, and with the honored Master of Sport, there's only 11 of them in Russia in the whole world. Like, so, and I have like five of those. And
oh snap.
Yes.
So, that's pretty big, like, time.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool, but it's a ton of work, and that's what all the work, you know, like if I say I do three workouts a day, like I'm killing it, because it's the only way that you can achieve these ranks.
Now, Donica, when you say you're working out three times a day, do you have a few facilities that you like to train at? Do you have your own facility? Do you train at home? What's like a typical training regimen like for you?
Yeah, I actually have my own facility. Joffer's been here. It's a pretty cool, like little gym. And I have a wrestling mat, wall pads, tie pads, heavy bags, barbells, pull-ups, ropes. I have pretty much anything you would need. And then I have my kettlebell sport bells, the competition ones. I'll usually around 8:30 do my main set. My work set from my coach at my gym. I was working with the strength coach, Zach Evanesh, at his facility. Because when you're at my level, you start to be really in tune with your body. And as I was lifting those heavier bells, I felt some weak links. Like my legs would fatigue and, you know, just certain issues. So I went to Zach, and he actually helped strengthen those weak links. So that would be typically at like 6 a.m.
So you're kind of incorporating some cross training and not just swinging bells. Like, are you doing some sledgehammering and some squats and some deadlifts with some things
we're
like that?
We're doing, and I'm doing them with Zach, who's like Zach Evanesh from the Underground Strength Gym, who's like the best strength trainer in the world. I do, like, he'd have me pushing sleds, doing deads, but not a real heavy dead, just a real technical dead lift. We would be doing bench press with chains. We were all types of cross training, dumbbell work, barbell work, heavy ball slams. Being that I work with kettlebells so much, he would never really let me put a kettlebell in my hand at his gym. He would have me do like odd objects, like kegs, heavy bags, just anything that was random, just to strengthen me in different areas. And then, like, say my third workout, I would either put together my own ridiculous circuit. Joffer knows these conditioning circuits. We've done them together. I would do like
Bulgarian
bag burpees for time, or I would go for like a 3 to 4 mile run, something like that.
You lost me at the 3 to 4 mile run.
And let me, guys, I'm not exaggerating when I say this. I am one of the most psychotic people when it comes to conditioning. Donica trumps me.
No, I don't know. We're equal.
You know what it is? You're more determined than I am. I eventually go, you know what, I think I'd rather eat a burrito.
And we had some pretty good crazy conditioning sets. Like Joffer was awesome. He would come up with some and design some, and then I'd have to trump him and come up with some. But at the end of the day, like, we were both kicking our own butts. And I think the best thing you can do for yourself is condition yourself. I think it's one of the things most people hate to do, but it's so important. It's so vital. And I know for my sport, if I'm not conditioned properly, I'm not going to make rank. I shouldn't even step on the platform, because my sport is the only sport where you're under load the whole time for a 10-minute time frame.
Now, Dee, I got to ask you, now, what kind of diet modifications do you follow? I mean, because we know you train like a beast, but I think people need to understand you're also disciplined in the kitchen as well. So just walk people through, like, what you would eat on a day-to-day basis, and what is your diet, basically? What do you restrict, and what do you allow?
Okay, yeah, you have to fuel like a beast as well. If you're not fueling properly, then you're not going to be optimizing your performance. A typical day for me is I do have a cup of coffee. I love my Starbucks.
Yeah.
And then what I'll do is I'm lucky enough to be sponsored by Onnit, so they supply me with like the best supplement. What I do is I use their hemp force protein.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Oh, I'm telling you, their stuff is just, it's on point.
Yeah, I just got some vitamin C wrapped with the lysine and the T booster, and they make a really great product.
Everything that they have is sick. Like, the T-Booster I don't use, but I do use most of their other stuff. And so typically how I'd start my day would be I'd make, like, a protein shake with, like, you know, the hemp force with just a ton of veggies in there and some coconut water. Or depending on what my set is for the day, I may just make a bulletproof coffee. And that'll fill me up, and I will just be burning all that extra fat off, and I'll be full till about 2 o'clock.
And just for people who don't know what bulletproof coffee is, just quick cliff notes, what's a bulletproof coffee?
Bulletproof coffee is you brew your coffee, and they have their own brand, but which is absolutely wonderful. But I mean, I would go to Starbucks with my own stuff, and I'd have them make it, or I make it at home. So you brew yourself a cup of coffee, and you're going to use 2 tablespoons of butter. I use the Kerrygold butter. It's clean, organic. And 2 tablespoons of coconut oil and some cinnamon. And you can either just stir it up, but I like to put it in my NutriBullet, and it comes out like a...
like a milkshake, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like a cappuccino. And it's delightful. It's so good. And you will have more energy. You will fly through your workout, and you will be full most of the day. Like sometimes when I do that, I don't find myself hungry till 2 o'clock. Now, I'm not recommending that. I'm just saying that's my body. If I don't do the bulletproof coffee, I do my shake. I'll have another small meal in between. I eat a lot of lean protein, tons of veggies, like a power salad, at least one a day, like maybe 2 to 3 shakes a day. And then like 2 really clean meals.
So how do you finish the day off though? What's like the last thing Donna Castorino eats for the day?
Well, the last thing I'd like to eat for the day. No, I'm just kidding. Usually the last thing I eat for the day is, I always finish my night off with a ton of water, and it's usually my last meal. Like it'll just be like, I mean, just to simplify, it could be, and I don't change it up much. I'm kind of a plain Jane. It works. I eat it. Like green beans, quinoa, and like some grilled chicken or salmon. I love salmon. I like tuna, but it's basically the same. Broccoli, green beans, and quinoa. Or if I know I have a huge, huge set, I'll eat a sweet potato before I go to bed, and I'll eat a half a sweet potato before I work out in the morning.
Now, Donica, but, it sounds like you have a full day on your plate between eating 6 to 8 times a day.
She didn't say she eats 6 to 8 times a day. Well, you know,
she had a meal at night, a few protein shakes. I mean, you're eating regularly. You're fueling yourself, like you said.
You just bring those shakes with you. Like, the first shake is, like, done at home. It's got the veggies. It's done with the blender. The other shakes, it's like, I throw my hemp force in there with some water. They're just ready to go in the car. You know what I mean? Shake them and eat it, drink it.
Yeah. How do you find the time to balance between taking care of, you said you're a stay-at-home mom, taking care of 3 kids, as well as being able to put in 3 workouts a day? To me, that's like, you're super mom.
Well, they're in school most of the day, and I just find the time. I don't really do excuses well. I do train. I have like a whole team that I train. There's about 6 people that are doing a challenge currently, and they're training for a competition, and I at school. But I mean, I just make the time. It's so important to me that I find the time. Like, I don't want to say, oh, I'll do it later. I mean, just that has to come first. And when my kids come home from school, I tend to them, get them what they need. And then I shoot over to the gym quick, or I go on my back gym. And it just teaches them as well, like, how to live physical and be healthy. Because half the time when I'm in my own gym, which is behind my house, they'll come out there and start working out with me or messing around, just climbing the ropes. They don't even realize what they're doing. I think that people say they don't have time, but everybody has time. They're on Facebook for 20, 30 minutes at a clip. So get off Facebook and go move your body.
Oh, I completely agree.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we just we shed a little light into it earlier. We mentioned that that awesome project you got that you're working on, Bell Bitch. It makes me laugh just saying it.
I'm working on changing that name up, but it's pretty good
for it's now. Really catchy. Just, I laughed all
just
day.
Tell us everything you're working on as far as the projects you're doing, what you're producing, because I want people to know you're not just a killer athlete, you're not just an awesome mom, you're also essentially an entrepreneur.
Yeah, we have an apparel line with Bell Bitch, and we upscaled it a little bit to where Bell Bitch is more the t-shirt and the story, and we brought in some great loungewear, you know, for the ladies, like after the gym, to the gym, and some jewelry that my partner and I made, Marla. We made our own jewelry with kettlebells and kind of went along the ranks of the sport. So like if you compete with a 16, it's a yellow bell typically. So we made jewelry to accent each level like of bell, which we've done really well with. Then I have my DVD, Bell Babe, and you can buy that at www.bellbabe.com. And that's pretty cool. That's doing really well. I'm getting great reviews. Going to be doing some work with the IKFF here shortly, teaching, and then I'm working on this challenge. It's called Physical, and there's a Fit 40 Life Challenge, which is brilliant in its own right. So I have some projects going and some articles, and hoping to make another DVD here in the near future and still compete.
Nice. And, you know, it's so funny, though, because when I met you, let's say it was 6 or 7 years ago when I first met you.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, that was the vision I had for you. I didn't have you just being a casual person in the gym. I saw you being bigger than that, and it's awesome to see where you're going with this. And, you know, there's the reason why I even had you on today is because I want the MMA community, the Muay Thai community, to realize, like, you want to get strong, you want to be in shape, you want to have amazing cardio. You go to Donica Storino, and I'll tell you what, that chick will whoop your butt. And now we got to know, because these guys, you know, they fall into their routine. Break it down for them. How can what you do help MMA athletes?
Oh, my goodness. When I'm telling you, when I was doing my Muay Thai, and for a while there, like, I was pretty good, and then I switched over to kettlebell sport. But when I combined the two, the kettlebells and the Muay Thai, I was never in better shape in my life. I had the conditioning, I had the strength, and I had the explosiveness. And to train with me, like when I was doing the Muay Thai and then going into competition, I had such stamina and I was quick. As for the boxing, for you MMA guys, I'm going to give you, it's work capacity. You're going to be so explosive. Your punches are going to, you're going to be working under load so much that when you hit somebody without that bell, it's going to knock them out. They're not even know what hit them. It's going to be rapid and it's going to be strong. It's what I love about combining the kettlebells is that you're getting conditioning and strength in one workout. So you're not just doing like a typical body weight, all out body weight, you know, conditioning set. You're under load. Like I did a 5-minute set with a 24 just in snatch and my heart rate was so jacked up. Like it was unreal. So I think the two modalities combined is kind of like magical, because do you remember, Joffer, when I was training you for like the explosiveness and the strength aspect?
Absolutely.
You were already a quick and hard puncher, but when you add that strength into it and you're under a long time set, two things happen. Your cardio, it goes through the roof. So if you're in a fight and you have 3 to 5 rounds and they're either 3 minutes or 5 minutes, you're not even gonna get winded. You could go all day and your opponent is going to be like, I don't know what happened. Second of all, you're going to be lightning quick and your punches are going to be hard. They're going to be knockout punches. It's the work capacity and then the mindset. That mindset training in kettlebell sport is unreal. So like 90% of that sport is mindset alone. So if you give that training to an MMA guy on top of all the conditioning and the strength, he's going to be the best, probably the best in the sport.
Now, Doc, if you were to give some advice to maybe some of our listeners that are, you know, male or female, and they were beginner kettlebell swingers, or maybe they're thinking about it, what's some recommendations that you would give, and what are some basic components and basic movements that they can do to start out with?
I would first tell them to find an instructor that's qualified, and they can
plug Donica Storino. Donica Storino.
Yes, that would be me, and I do online training as well. But it's important not to just pick up a bell if you don't know what you're doing. But I would start you out with a swing. The swing is the basic movement, and every movement follows that. I would say swing, clean, maybe a push press. And then maybe learn jerk and then snatch would follow. But it's a progression. That swing is pretty difficult to get. But once, if you have the right teacher, which would be me, I taught somebody the swing today in about 3 minutes. And that's a great foundation. You get your swing. And there's two different types of swings. So you have your pendulum swing and then your hard style swing. So there's a place for both. So if you're going to, you're, hard style swing may be more basic and easier to learn. And then the pendulum swing is the more competition style swing, which is typically for longer endurance, like work capacity. So you probably need to get to call me or email me so that I could teach you that. I would say start with the basics, swings into cleans.
Now that's kind of for more the novice. What would you say about that? I know you contribute to the website My Mad Methods. Can you kind of touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, let us know what, you know, because I basically found that out through your hashtag. So a lot of other people, I'm sure, are wondering it about as well.
Yeah, well, My Mad Methods actually worked with me in creating my DVD. And prior to that, I wrote a few articles for them. One was competition and mindset. One was about Bulgarian bags, because that's a magazine that has a ton of great info from a ton of great, amazing athletes that maybe you wouldn't come across or meet or even know about. So it's a great resource. And I'm honored that they, you know, keep coming to me for more articles. But my first article maybe was, I did one on Bulgarian bags and then one on just basic kettlebell movements into with like 4, maybe 5 sample workouts. And I like to combine, which is similar to my DVD, which the workouts are very intense, but they're beginner to novice. So what I like to do is combine basic kettlebell movements, which could be as simple as a row, a push press, a strict press, with body weight movements. And that's a great combination for a beginner.
Okay, cool. Now, here's something I was wondering with My Mad Methods. Okay. How long have you been affiliated with them? How long, what are some, if you can share it with us, what are some more future projects you may be doing with them?
I'm currently writing an article right now for them for the next issue. And that's going to be on nutrition and like three or four of my favorite training movements that are supplemental to my snatch lift that I'm currently switching over to. And then I'm hoping that we can work out another DVD soon. Well, so, you know, we've spoken about it. There's nothing right now in the works, but hopefully in the future. They're pleased with the first DVD, and I've been writing for them, I say about maybe a year, maybe a year and a half or two, but I've been on their website as a trainer for probably 5 or 6 years.
Oh, nice. So what you're saying is right now, I know you're still competing, but you're really getting to the training aspect. When are we going to start seeing a Donna Castorino seminar?
Soon. I actually have done a couple. I went to Norway and taught. I taught kettlebells in Norway and supplemental training, and I'm invited to go to Scotland and Australia soon. So I've done a couple local ones, and if anybody is interested, they can just email me at donnacastorino@yahoo.com or Facebook message me, and we can set something up.
I'm going to email you right now if you're going to go back to Norway or Scotland, because that'd be really fun.
Yeah, I
agree. You should come along. We could do like a whole thing over there. Norway was amazing, and the people there were absolutely great, and it was a great experience. And by the time my workshop was over, they had already approached me about coming back to doing another one.
Sign me up.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, that's really awesome. And when do you see yourself really? Because for me, you wear so many different hats, and I think I already see it in you that you're a phenomenal coach. But when do you think you're going to really invest in just being a coach? Because I see you, and, you know, hopefully they don't mind me saying this, I see you being bigger than Steve Cotter. Steve Cotter, don't kill me. I see you being big. I see you being the biggest deal in this game. But it just takes that mindset that, okay, now is my time to be 100% coach.
Yeah, like, you know, I appreciate that. And that is a hard one to swallow, because I have the utmost respect and Ken, I look up to them. They're like my mentors. Like those, they're like, in my eyes, they're the best of the best. And don't get me wrong, there are a ton of wonderful coaches out there and teachers. But for you to say that, that's quite a compliment. If I was ever to be bigger than Steve Cotter, I hope Steve Cotter's got my back and holding my hand all the way. I'm not quite ready for that yet, but yeah, I see that in the near future. What I want to do is take this snatch, competing in snatch, all the way. Like, I want to be the best in the world with it, and I will be, because I will. I'm determined. It's just going to take some time. It's not as easy as it sounds. And while doing that, I'm going to try to coach and do some workshops, and because, you know, I'm getting up there in age, so it's gonna be I'm always gonna compete, but I would really love to teach and have people come and inspire so many people to come and break my records and watch the sport grow.
Now, Danica, we're basically, you know, we're on a really good roll, and We'll start wrapping it up, because I know you got your babies waiting for you.
Hi.
So just want to know, who would you like to shout out? Any sponsors, family? This is like Donna Castorino, go.
Yes. Oh, okay. I want to shout out a big thank you to my family who supports me. My best friend, Marla. Check us out at bellbitch.com. Buy my DVD. It's awesome. At www.bellbabe.com. And check out Physical, www.physical.com. That is the new and upcoming thing. You guys are not going to want to miss that. And also, check out my online training. If anybody's looking for a workshop or a coach, give me a shout. But I'm blessed. I'm honored and humbled every single day. So I want to thank everybody.
You know, it's great talking to you, Donica. And it was actually awesome to have you on because I got to finally catch up with you.
I want to shout out to Onnit, too, because they fuel and restore my body. So
so basically what you're saying is you're going to help me get sponsored by Onnit as well.
I will give them a call because let me tell you something. I've taken all those natural health food products, supplements, proteins, and Onnit is all natural, but they are Onnit. They know their stuff, and it's the best on the market.
You get me sponsored by Onnit, I'll come out of retirement. Deal?
There you go. Don't you be retiring on me, Jeff. I'm going to get you conditioned.
You get me sponsored by Onnit, I'm back in the game.
All right. It's a deal.
Nice. Love you, Donica. Thank you for making time.
Thank you guys so much.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Donica.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.